fly off frequency.
KC-YVF, where'd you disappear to there, Dave?
Yeah, I think I pressed the button on my microphone, and I looked down, and I was off frequency. And so, yeah, what was it saying? Anyway, back to you.
I'm talking about the ham clock guy. I just looked on the site a couple of days ago. Actually, on Monday I was on the site see if there was any updates to the software, and so I didn't see anything. Didn't know about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the date that he became a silent key. If you go on YouTube, there was a guy on there that went through the openhandclock.com, and he mentioned that he became a silent key, and then I checked into it, and he became a silent key. I'm not sure of the date, though, but yeah, there'll be probably no updates on that one then.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not good then. I hope somebody takes it over or does something with it or whatever, if he left code or something for it to be able to do that, because I admit it's working, but there's going to be a lot of new things coming out, and he was always quite aggressive on the updates, and I noticed he just put like 422 was out just a few weeks ago or a month or so ago, and that was the first update he's done in like 6 months, so didn't know that. I'll have to look more into it and check out that site then.
Well, the new one, if you go to the website, it's actually pretty close to the other one. It's pretty close. What's nice is it will run on Windows, so that's a nice part. And when I can run it on my one, I can run it on my machine, and I have two displays, so I can extend the displays over, and I can actually drag the ham clock onto one screen and run the other whatever software I want to run on the other screen. If I had my three screens on, which I can do, I can actually run three programs at once and have ham clock and the N3FJP and also the FL Digi, so I can run three of them at one time. I just don't have room on my desk to put three computer screens.
Yeah. Well, I can know the guy that has been making the Innovato, the little ham clock bundle thing that had the software and then had, the computer and all of that put together, he's now closed the shop because he's in late-stage cancer, but somebody else has now taken over that, so there is a new site for the ham clock bundle. So he's producing essentially the same type of thing. It's a different computer, but essentially the same thing with the ham clock software bundled on it with some other ham software. So essentially the same thing by somebody else since the originator has closed down his operations.